If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Made in America by Toby Keith, released in 2011. This is purposeful today, guys, because something we were talking about, the Kentucky Derby earlier. Toby Keith, the late Toby Keith, has his horse running in the Derby tomorrow. Render Judgment.
Whoa.
Is Toby Keith's horse. He is running in the Derby tomorrow.
Really?
And so I figured, why not a Toby Keith song for Song of the Day on a Friday?
It's your turn, Bill, to lead this off.
A little shocked in a way you didn't do Beer for My Horses.
Understandable.
You know that, with the
horse I figured that was too
Have we done that before, though?
Too yep. Cheesy a little
hey,
bit. That
now, hold on. I think Jake's done that one.
Has he? It could have been. Also, that it's almost like you selected the song for Bombeck. Bombeck would have gave, if he'd been here on a Friday, would have been very high on that. Toby, as we, I don't know if you know this or not, Swim, he's on me and C's Mount Rushmore of neighbors.
Okay.
People we'd like to have to be our neighbor. He's one of the four. We've talked about this. Yeah, we've been like, no, we'd love to have that. Who's your neighbor? Toby Keith. We'd kind of like to be sandwiched between Toby Keith and Gundy. Was the place we'd like that to be our...
Or Harbaugh.
That would be the place we'd like to be.
Gundy and Keith would be incredible.
Be incredible. That really good song. I love the story. You know, Toby Keith, yes. I'm going to go with an 8-9.
Good.
With an 8-9.
Really strong song, Swim. Really strong.
Thank you.
Yeah, it just... God, he's a beauty. I've never heard that song before. Never.
Really?
No.
I've heard it, but not a lot. I mean, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
No,
it's certainly not one of his more popular songs.
But it's
like
a beauty.
Beer for My Horses.
Steve nailed it. It's a beauty.
He's got a strong voice. It's strong. Yeah, right in Bill's range. I can't get it to a 9.8775.
Okay.
Okay, cool. We're gonna go. Ellie's gonna be a 6.7. Dad's gonna be an 8.2.
Really close. 7.6. Ellie was 7.6 and Derek was 8.8. Derek is her father, 6'7", former basketball player.
Standout.
Yeah.
Standout.
Played a couple colleges, came to Wesleyan, injured his ankle, never played. Injured his ankle. I don't think he ever suited up for the Plainsmen. Derek, correct me if I'm wrong on that. But he's a 6'7", and I remember his name in the World Herald a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Just like Ellie's name is in a lot of media.
Let's get to some. Let's get to some ratings.
What did Ellie just do? That was.
Let's get to some ratings.
Derek being the more famous of them.
Rod in South Lincoln gives it a 5.0. Says Country Friday. Jake and Hickman gives it an 8.1. Tater. Oh yes, Better Times 9.4457.
Is 211 Better Times?
Yeah.
Well, Rick from Wahoo gives it a 6. Fritz in Lincoln 7.6. Ryan in California says it's a 10 for Toby. Rest in peace. That's Ryan from Valley Springs, California. We have a from 3377 says, damn, that's bad. 0.2.
Who's three?
For what? Made in America.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to get.
East Lincoln West says, give it a 9. Vern in Dakin gives it a 9.1. We have Jay in Colorado with a 2.4 says, cringe. With that one.
I don't get this.
Jeff in McCook with an 8.5. Corey in Lincoln gives it a 1. It says it sounds like a parody. We have Iowa Husker Tom with a 9.246.
Don't forget YouTube.
Gus Mohawk says 2.3. It's corny. Who in Columbus?
Bert!
Thank you. He says, missed it, but I assume that it sucked. It was a 1. That's what he said. Matt and Lincoln says, not Better Times. It's a 5. All right, here we go, YouTube.
Wait a second. No Jennifer and Hubby? I wanted to give them a shout-out. They were at the event last night.
There they are. Jennifer, 6. Hubby, 4.
Okay.
You've been dropping this event a lot. What was this event?
It was just an event.
Tell us a little bit more.
At Zipline, it was just a live show we did. And Jennifer and Hubby were there. God bless them. It was great.
Was there hors d'oeuvres served?
There were tacos.
Were they?
It was a taco bar.
Oh, did you kill it?
I did not. I said one beer and that was it. But Jennifer and hubby were there.
I went with the tacos, I believe.
You would have.
I think I would have.
They looked great. Right. They did. I just don't, you know, public. I just wasn't going to do it.
Public food?
We don't want another.
You order out. You order food every day from someone.
I don't want to get into it. Go ahead.
Here we go on YouTube.
The tube.
Genghis with a 9.95. Troy G with a 9.925. Sipples.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I can't say the rest of that name. 9.67.
Is it something to do with Mando?
Yes. Robert Stam says, great song, Big Swim, 9.736. Jason says 9.35, also gives Emery a 7.56. Nels in Montana, 9.9. Kobe gives it a 10. Chris gives it a 6.5. Albert gives it a 6. A lot of high scores on this one. Made in America, released in 2011 by Toby Keith.
God, Swim, you nailed it today.
Don't expect that for the rest of the week.
Come on, just
next
just
week.
Swim.
But I appreciate it. Oh, I can't forget this one. I got a text. John Squire chimed in and said, that's a 10. Nick, God bless the USA. Rest in peace, Toby Keith.
John Squire. Is that Billy Squire's brother?
It is Abby Squire's father.
Okay.
The softball player.
I cannot take... I know you like Billy Squire. I've heard a couple of songs in recent days. I cannot take him seriously at all.
I love him.
I just can't. Stroke.
Doesn't do it for me. No, it doesn't.
I just don't get it. I can't take him seriously.
So it is now time. It is now time for
aging, better times.
Aging gracefully. Sponsored by Tread Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires, just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Visit TreadCentralTirePros.com. Sip, it's time to age gracefully, my friend. What's on your mind today?
I've been thinking about this all week, and I don't know if I can explain it to you guys or not. The headline makes sense. The rest of it, I don't know. It's just an occurrence that I've been thinking about a lot. And I'll just give you the headline. put a smile on your face. It just may buy you some grace. So you can imagine this because there's a road out here that's pretty busy. And in this case, it happened to me on Monday. It happened on Monday, and I was driving on 48th, which over by the old station.
Okay.
So you know how busy that gets.
Busy. You're right. You're in the crux of Lincoln.
Yeah.
The apex.
And it was in the middle of the day, and there was a gentleman out in the middle of the road. And so you can imagine it right now, just between those yellow lines out there. And traffic was whizzing by. I saw him probably a block away. I was like, what the hell? What's the guy doing? And he had a blanket around him, and he was just standing there. But as I got closer, and I thought, he's got it. I mean, this is not good. He's going to get run over. Something's going to happen. But as you got closer to him, you saw he was wearing a big smile. And I thought, oh, he's got this totally under control. my whole opinion changed of the situation. It did. I thought, here's this crazy guy out in the middle of the road. He's got to get this figured out. And then when I saw his smile, I was like, oh, no, he's got everything figured out. He's got it all figured out. I mean, he just was wearing a big grin. And I just thought, if you can just smile, if you're in a situation that's tense and you can work up a smile, it helps everybody around
you. Oh, your facial expression and body language.
Oh, you're big on body language.
Oh, body language, I'm a big, but facial expression. So there's a thing on your forehead called your default line. And if you're like, some people are just perma scowls. It is but that's their resting. That's how they look. And so they have to go out of their way to be, but any sort of a smile, grin, I've just never been like you walk into a room and everybody's just.
If you smile though, it changes everything. It
changes everything.
Yeah. It changes the whole thing. I learned to do that on Deadline. Yeah. Deadline was really tense. But I found that if I smiled, I was all right. You know, I just kind of joke around. If I get it done, I get it done. If I don't, I don't. it helped everything. And that guy, that whole perception of the situation changed as I got closer to him. I thought, oh, there's a crazy guy in the middle of the road with a blanket around him. This is not good. But then as you got closer, he's wearing a big grin. I was like, oh, yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's got this.
That's good.
There's a smile on your face and might buy you some grace. It did for me.
100% it does.
Okay.
That's Aging Gracefully, sponsored by Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Towers.
Run, Preston.
Just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Visit TreadsCentralTirePros.com today. When we come back,
the Tire Buffet,
we're going to talk a little bit more about the GM situation. We're also going to look at the Nebraska quarterback room as a whole, what it looks like for the future, what kind of comfort level are you currently at, as well as a couple of other things. We got Dr. Love coming up later in the show, a lot of stuff.
7:35.
That's correct.
We'll be at something relationship wise.
We'll be back. Early break, hour number two on deck.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.